KBMW.
Good morning. It's 8:21. Got a beautiful morning going on here. Got some sunshine, 56 degrees, liking that. And it is time once again for another edition of our Morning Zoo, talking all things Jankabazoo. On the phone with me this morning, Kathy Dickman, Zoo Director at Jankabazoo. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's kind of a bummer not to be able to see your smiling face, but, you know, this will work, too. So catch us up.
You have to work today.
I know, right? So catch us up. Well, how did the zoo opener go last Saturday? I know the weather wasn't the best, but you still had a pretty good turnout, didn't you?
We absolutely did. You know, it was cold. People came in their winter coats. Their kids were bundled up, and it was raining. And, I 10 o'clock, I'm thinking, okay, this is, you know, told the crew it's going to be a soft opener because of the weather. And all of a sudden, cars started showing up. It was like, there they came. At 10 o'clock, they were ready to come in. And we had 177 for our opener, which sounds like small numbers compared to a regular Saturday, of course. But we were thrilled with it because people came from local, from far away, and they said we wouldn't miss the opener. And it was so much fun. We visited with everybody.
tried to make as much the rounds as you could. Kathy, tell me this. Do you have regulars that you can almost bank on them showing up every opener?
Absolutely, we do.
Uh-huh. I know that.
Absolutely, we do. To the point of if they're not there, we're like, well, they're okay. And we sold a lot of memberships on opening day, and it was great. We got a new, guest service staff changes sometimes with our, high school and college. And those guest service staff had a decent training day because we had enough people to, make it worthwhile to train. And it was just all around fun. We decided that we were going to do some rhino encounters to gift rhino encounters to people because for a short time there we did that because we were just so thrilled that people came out in the weather. And, we had the primates were out. They had choice, and so they could be out. And, Sunday, same thing. Sunday we had, a few more people. And I thought it was a great opener. Our staff thought it was good, and the public certainly enjoyed it. And, we heard, things like, well, gosh, it's cooler, but the animals are so active. We're so thrilled to be back. We didn't want to wait. We couldn't wait to get down here as it was. So it was kind of like a party.
Well, you and I both love a good party. I mean, everybody knows that.
We both
do. So, Kathy, the 2023 season, because I'm looking at the forecast here, and once Sunday hits, once Mother's Day rolls around, the weather is going to be beautiful. Do you still have a lot of school buses showing up?
We have school buses coming daily. I mean, I'm talking hundreds of kids daily. The calendar is packed with that, and those are that's just joyful. And speaking of Mother's Day, starting Mother's Day weekend, we'll be open till 7 p.m. So this 4 o'clock opener part is done, and we start with our 10 to 7 every single day. And, yeah, buses are showing up. We already had a family reunion come. We've got some businesses doing some training down there. They chose the zoo to do some of their fun company type things. And we're looking forward to some new residents coming in just a couple weeks. Tom will be on the road to bring back two bobcats from Texas. And so Clover will have some exhibit mates, and bobcats are a favorite of people. Right. Maybe just for wildcats at the college, I don't know, but bobcats are a favorite. And so stay tuned for some of those things happening. And we have a new sandbox activity over on the old side of, I say the old side, on the east side of the zoo in the old petting zoo area. Bruce has created that, and that's a lot of fun. And then, of course, we have the education animal building, which currently is the pheasant building, going to be renovated at the end of the month too, and you'll see some new critters over there.
Boy, you do have a lot of new things coming up for 2023. Kathy, take a minute and brag about your gift shop too. What can people find there?
Oh my gosh, thank you for reminding me. I must post pictures. There's so many things in that gift shop. It's beautiful. You walk in and you're going to see plush animals. You're going to see some new apparel. We're always talking about the Chinkapazoo apparel, because when you see people wearing it, I'll run into people in the store and they'll be wearing the new shirts, and I'm like, gosh, those do look really good. I got to talk more about that. So we have the apparel. We've got food starting very soon. The toys, the plush, and we have all levels of affordability, so our school kids can afford a souvenir too, all the way up to really nice gift items.
Right. So talk a little, we've talked about this before, Kathy, but touch on it again. The new signage down there at the zoo too, how's that look?
It looks good. I'm really happy with it. There's some, you know, some real colorful, kid-friendly things. When I say kid-friendly, great for photo ops. It's great for kids to go up, measure their arm span with the primate, much like the wingspan sign. Mm-hmm. They can see if they're a hawk or if they're as large as an eagle. And we have that for the primates too. So they can say, you know, am I a spider monkey fan, or can I reach all the way out to the orangutan? So those are throughout the zoo. There is a giraffe measuring your, not a giraffe, a camel measuring your height with a camel. And a whole bunch of other things. And the other thing is to keep in mind, too, we have a bulletin board, we have a display in the Nature Center, and we're adding to that daily. And so people who have pictures from the past that they could give us, we could photocopy, give the pictures back. If someone wants to contribute to that 90th anniversary display, that's something that we're really looking forward to and hope to have much of that out or add to it and change it up throughout the summer. But we're hoping by Blue Goose Days that we have a pretty full display in there so people can participate in that. And if, even if not, we want people to stop by, and that's in the south entrance of the Nature Center so people can see pictures of the old days. We've got, you know, park board members from years gone by. We have Roger Enstrom, Roger Jensen, Jim Oliver, Bud Oliver, Wendell Langendorfer in one picture. And it's great to look back and see some of these things, love these things before I was ever involved. And then, of course, the last 30 years, we've done a lot of growth, too. So you'll see pictures of things. You'll see pictures of Cal being brought in. You'll see pictures of the rhinos being brought in. You'll see, you know, changes and flood pictures and different things. So lots of memory, all who helped make it who we are today.
Right. And I know you and I are both kind of into the history thing. So, yeah, folks, if you got any photos, zoo photos, do get those in. Is it crazy to think, Kathy? I mean, the zoo's been in existence for 90 years. How's that make you feel?
It sounds real crazy. But then when I think about all the growth in the park and the zoo and in Wahpeton, it doesn't seem possible that all that could happen in 90 years. So right. There's both sides of that. Just a lot of fun to see and feel happy to be a small part of that. And again, we're celebrating.
Right, right. Well, and definitely a labor of love for you and Tom and the whole staff down there at Chinkapazoo. Kathy, listen, we're out of time, but I appreciate you getting on the phone with me this morning. And listen, we'll get you back in studio next week.
Sounds great.
All right. Take care. Kathy Dickman, Zoo Director at Chinkapazoo. It's the Morning Zoo, and we do this every Thursday at this time. Here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the NDHSAA and the North Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Got a partly cloudy.